Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Lilydale Radio, featuring topics about spiritualism, mediumship, healing, spirituality, and the Lilydale Assembly, the world's largest center for the religion, philosophy, and science of spiritualism. This is Lilydale Radio.
Good morning, everyone. Welcome to Wednesdays with Willa. I am your host, Willa White. I'm a registered medium in Lilydale, and this is Lilydale Radio. So I'm so glad you're able to tune in today. This is my radio show where I have different guests on. We talk about different spiritual topics, leadership topics, faith and family, and it's a great time on Wednesdays at 10 a.m. And I have today as my special guest, Bonnie White. Thank you for being on the show. And for those of you who don't know, Bonnie White is my mother. And I have had her on the show before. And it's great to relate with family, and we've got a lot of shared experience because we're both mediums. And my mother, Bonnie White, is a registered medium in Lilydale, and she is also a artist. And so our topic today is communicating with animals in spirit. If you want to call in today, you're welcome to do so. The call-in number is 818-739-8818. Again, 818-739-8818. So I want to make sure I mention there are other Lilydale Radio shows that go on throughout the week. On Tuesday evenings at 8 o'clock, we have Colleen Vanderzijden doing Embracing Your Essence, Wednesday mornings at 10 a.m. with me, and Wednesday evenings at 8 p.m. with John White, Journey of Light, and then Thursday mornings at 10 a.m., Celeste Elliott does Wake Up Whisper. Oh, sorry about that. I can't quite remember which word to use there, but it's a lot of great shows that you can tune into. As far as tuning into Wednesdays with Willa, I have two different ways that you can listen in. I do post this Facebook Live on Willa White Medium on my Facebook page, so you can like, follow, share things that way, know when I'm going live, know when we're doing what we're doing for the topic for the radio show. And you can also look at my website, willawhite.com. Now, you can also listen, and it's an audio version only, through blogtalkradio.com/lilydaleradio. So those are options for listening in. So as I said, my guest is Bonnie White, my mother. I'm very blessed, very fortunate to have her as my mother. She's been able to shape my journey, and we've talked about that in other shows. If you guys want to go back and look at the archive shows, I think September we did a show, and I can't remember when the second one was. So this, I think, is our third show as he was my guest. Mm-hmm. This is wonderful. So our topic, I know there's going to be a lot of interest in this. People are always asking about pets, and as mediums, can we communicate with pets that have passed on, animals, and the answer is yes, that happens. And the reason we chose this topic for today, I'm in Florida just for a brief time working, and I, of course, get the wonderful benefit of working with my mother, too. And we were talking about alligators. And I would say, I saw a video of a woman feeding chicken breast with long silver tongs to an alligator in her kitchen. And this led to my mother telling me a story of something that happened during one of her readings. So I'm going to have her share that with you today.
Thank you all. It's just a pleasure. Kind of a dream of mine that I've had someone of my children that really does this path.
Yeah.
And in this particular way.
Mm-hmm.
Everyone is on a spiritual path,
yes,
in our family, but this particular path of mediumship,
yes,
it has been a wonderful thing to have Willa. She's my only daughter, by the way.
Only daughter.
So
I don't have to share that, right?
So I want to talk about the alligator story.
Yes, please do.
You know, Florida is actually filled with alligators.
Filled
over brimming with alligators. And it's they're kind of frightening. But one time when I was doing a reading for a man, well, I should say that when I'm doing a spirit art reading, I should explain that a little bit. I use a piece of paper and sometimes a piece, just a one piece of charcoal, many pieces of charcoal when I draw. And I draw, start drawing with my eyes closed besides that. I also do something with many colors, and that's another level of art. But I was doing the charcoal drawing for a man. And after I started doing the charcoal drawing, I pick up about 20 little chunks of charcoal. First of all, I pray, because I always, it's really important for the medium to be in touch with the soul energy, with the spirit energy, and have things in alignment, because that's what we're reaching for. That's what we're going for. We're not trying to find it in our own selves. So it's kind of a nice thing. It's like you get proof as you go.
Yes.
So what happened was I started doing that, and I opened my eyes after maybe a minute of working with the charcoal, and there was an alligator in the picture. Now, I'm like coming
on the page.
On the picture on the page. And I'm coming from the idea of all good, you know.
Trying to.
I'm like, why am I getting an alligator, right?
For her client.
For my client. And he saw the alligator and he began to cry, which was even more amazing to me. But I said, well, you must have something to do with an alligator. Spirit doesn't usually just throw anything in. It has a meaning, even if I don't know right away what it is. And he said that he has had a pet alligator, that it was an alligator that had followed him, and it had a little peeping noise, like,
so an imprinting upon
it was imprinting, and it imprinted upon him as the mother.
Oh, dear.
So he began to raise it. And to keep it warm, because it's reptilian, and they have to be kept warm. He would actually sleep with this alligator. And it became quite a little pet. And then it passed. So it was coming, spirit had brought it through from spirit to let him know that his alligator that he loved and was in grief about losing was okay.
A whole other level of alligator fear.
It was amazing to me.
Yeah. You have to allow whatever is going to come through.
I know.
I'm curious about this. I mean, it's so audible, right?
I had an alligator to say, and it was really true. And he said, so I said to him before the reading was over, after the reading, I wanted to check with him because alligators are very frightening for me to see. I don't want one coming up. I know that I think this area we're in now is one of the capitals for alligator fights or golfing incidents or whatever. And so I said, does that change your attitude toward alligators in the wild? And he said, absolutely not. This one was bonded to me. And we had that bonding relationship. But if I saw an alligator out in the wild, I would definitely not try to feed it. I would definitely not try to befriend it because of my experience with that particular alligator. But it was interesting that it should come through in the spirit heart.
Yeah.
And he had other things come through. But that one, visual confirmation that he was, he and I were both truly amazed.
And the rational mind would want to throw that out.
My rational mind was going berserk.
and discard that and say, oh, I can't possibly say that. I can't possibly have that on the page.
Right.
But things happen like that.
And it was an eye-opening experience for me because I had already done a painting with a lot of alligators in it.
Oh, yes. That was my mother's a professional artist. Beyond being a spirit artist. It's different
a lot of
levels.
It had a lot of spiritual components to it.
Yeah.
So, yeah. So that was, I love that.
And, you know, animals will come through in readings. I remember I was doing a reading for a young lady a long time ago now, but and I don't always remember readings or components of it, but you know when you're just in awe of things, you do remember it. So I was in a reading with her, and I heard this strange noise, and so I started to try to mimic it, and it, to me it sounded almost like the sound a big cat would make. And as I made this noise and she heard me making this noise, she burst out into tears. And come to find out, she is a zookeeper, and her specialty is with monkeys. And a monkey that makes this noise, and it sounds like a big cat to me, but it's a small monkey that makes the noise, that was her monkey that had passed. That she was so worried about this monkey and how it was like a child to her. And so it was a big confirmation for her that everything was okay with the monkey. So if I had said, oh, I can't possibly pass along that noise, that clairaudience that had occurred, she may not have had the closure that she needed about the monkey. As zookeepers, they feel very deeply about what they do of treating animals correctly and nurturing them and cherishing them. So when we talk about communication with animals, we don't just mean domesticated animals, because other things will come in. Snakes will come in. Birds will come in. And a lot of times if I'm connecting with someone's pet, that it's passed, a dog or a cat, that sort of thing, they feel that so deeply. I've had instances where we've connected with their mother, the father, their husband, everything, and we finally get to their cat, and that's when they burst out into tears, because that unconditional love that they experienced with that animal meant the world to them, and that's, they're living from that heart space with them. I frequently tell people, if we were to extrapolate on the unconditional love that we experience with animals and convey that into our relationship with people, what an amazing world this would be.
True. And, you know, I've found that sometimes a dog, especially dogs, will come through first, and the person will know whose dog it is.
Yeah. They'll recognize
that's
it.
That's my dad's dog.
Mm-hmm.
And then the next thing that comes through is the face of the father. Mm-hmm. So it's like there is something about the animals that really does have a spiritual connection with us.
Mm-hmm.
And their guardianship.
Yeah.
Dogs are good. They're good for guarding your emotional body.
Yeah.
Not just sitting and communicating, but actually they pick up the emotions that you're having, and they really help. You know,
they transmute things.
Yes, they do.
Not every dog or cat is a healer. But many of them are, and they'll pick a location on your body, and that's where they hone in on doing the healing, because they know that's where you need it most.
Okay. Now, one of the first times that I used spirit art and mediumship when the animal came through, was one time when I was doing a reading. It wasn't in Lilydale, it was outside of Lilydale. But I was doing a reading for a lady, and I did my usual thing of closing my eyes and seeing what comes through. And there was a man, and she recognized the man by his hair, because it was her father. And he used to, and I was trying to remember this morning what she called that. It was a great big toupee. It was like a big one.
Like a pompadour?
Pompadour, that's what they were.
Ah.
Okay, I could not remember. Okay, and she said, oh, it's my dad that's his pompadour. Thank you. And so we were delighted that it came through the pompadour. And then I looked twice, and the pompadour had the body of an Airedale dog in it. So I'm thinking, I don't know if I should say that.
Isn't the Airedale more of a thin dog with long coat?
Yeah, but it was something about it, and it looked like an Airedale. They have, I think they had whiskery looking areas, you know, they're fuzzy-ish, and, but maybe it's a coarser hair, I don't know. But it wasn't like it was on the pompadour. And pompadour was big enough that you could actually see that it was the dog.
Yes.
And she said, that is my dad's dog, and it died within 6 months of his death. Uh-huh. And it wasn't because it was old.
And it showed up on his head.
And it showed up in his hair. So, you know, it showed up like that, and I'm thinking,
dog on
the wow, animal spirit. And some, I don't know, you know, when you're first beginning things like that, you don't know how people are going to, their animals have spirits, whether they have souls, or where do they go, and all that. And here was this animal, and it was the proof beyond the pompadour.
Right.
Right. Proof beyond the pompadour. So it's a wonderful service that animals do, and they don't have to be just registered service dogs.
Right.
To provide the wonderful space for us to exist.
And so for me, as far as communicating with animals, if I see them visually, they tend to come in at animal level. So humans up here for me, and then animals down closer to the floor, and that helps me to distinguish what the size of the animal is. Sometimes I'll be able to see the coloration or the pattern that might be on the animal. Sometimes I'll hear it. I'll know what kind of bark or meow it has and the personality. And sometimes I'll get the physical symptoms, just like we would for a human.
Mm-hmm.
I'll get physical things that have to do with cancer or if there was a big tumor hanging off of things. I can't determine in advance how descriptive it might be when I communicate with an animal. It just like I can't do that with humans. So it's something that I feel that they can come in all those different ways. And
yeah.
That love never dies with animals.
That's so true.
I remember doing a reading for a lady once, and she said, are you serious? That dog died 40 years ago. They do visit. They do like to visit. And, you know, clients have reported that they see their animals around with them.
And so, feel them sometimes.
Right. They jump up on the bed next to them when they're sleeping. So it's fun. Animals are a lot of fun to bring through.
Oh, let me think of another story here. I don't tend to remember the readings.
I know.
Let it go. Animal ones sometimes are so vivid and interesting. She told about the one that was a lady came who was looking for her boy.
Sure, you can tell them that.
Okay, there was a lady who came, and when she first came in, she was really truly in grief and very, very, very sad. And she couldn't help but tell me that it was her boy's birthday. And that's why she was, her boy had passed, and she was hoping that her boy would come through. And usually I don't like to know ahead of time.
I like to have
spirit decide who comes through. So I don't know if it's your boy or not, but we'll give it a try. So the first thing, I did my drawing with my eyes closed. And I do this on 11 by 14 piece of paper, 11 inches by 14 inches. And right in the very middle was a picture of a moose. So I'm like, oh, I was hoping it would be her boy. And she looked at it. And I said, it's a moose. Do you have any connection with a moose? And she said, no. And I'm like, I said, well, I'll try. And so I tried in a new space where it was blank on the page, and a little dog came through. And I said, the dog. I'm like, boy. And she said, no, that's not my boy. And I said, okay, there were like three in a row. So we explored the different ones. none of them were boy. I said, well, if I'll try one more time, and if your boy doesn't come through, I'll have to send you to somebody else.
Well, you can't guarantee you're going to get there.
I can't guarantee
you're going to there. You can't.
And she said, please try. I know you can do it. He knew I could do it after
the dog. But.
So I did one more time, and it was another dog. I said, I'm sorry. She said, no, that's my boy. I'm like, you mean you're looking for a dog?
I didn't know.
Right. I didn't know who she was. Right. So then she told me who the other dogs were. She told me this dog was my friend when I was a little girl, my first friend, and she's with me all the time. This one was another dog I had. This one.
So she acted like she didn't know anything.
No, she only wanted the one.
She only wanted the one because of that. So she told you she didn't understand the other stuff?
And she didn't recognize it was her boy. And I thought it was her. I didn't assume that the boy, that the dogs were bred. You know, I assumed I was really going off the beam.
Mm-hmm.
So. We have to, you know, check ourselves as mediums, you know?
Right.
Anyway, so then we had a lot of discussion and everything. And I said, well, if all of this is other true, I said, I don't understand why spirit would put the moose in there.
Right.
I came right back to the moose.
Yeah.
And I said, this has to have meaning.
Yeah.
It is all so accurate.
Right.
What's the moose? And she said, we always took our boy on a vacation every year. And we went, there was a special place in Maine we would go. And the last time we took him on vacation before he died, a moose stepped out in front of us and it was looking right into our vehicle. I think she's in truck, but I can't remember.
Mm-hmm.
And it was huge. And my boy went crazy. He just went crazy, and it took him forever to settle down. He was so excited, and he just barked and barked and barked. It was the most exciting thing, and the moose wasn't moving. So
there's a message from the dog about a moose.
And the first thing that came to was this giant moose in the page. And it's like, how does spirit do this? How?
Or we can't make them do it.
It's how on earth do they do this? You know, I don't know how they do it. And I'm doing it every day.
The vibration of love.
And I took the moose down. So it's that was such a successful reading.
Yeah.
And it looked like such an unsuccessful one.
Right.
Most of the part of it. And it's and she was so happy then.
Sure.
Of so course. The tears turned into tears of joy and happiness. But
yeah.
Stay with it, folks.
Stay with it
to the end.
And sometimes pets will talk about humans that are around them.
That's true, too.
Just like a human spirit will talk about this. Sometimes animals will talk. But it's more symbolically annoying than I feel when they talk to me. I mean, I don't feel like I can actually understand dog barks or cat meows. I'm not to that level.
No. But there is another level of animal communication. That's the... like the Ted Andrews books.
Yeah, Ted Andrews, if you're looking for understanding about animal communication.
I like those books because they use the animals for symbols, and you can look it up and see what the bear means, or you can look it up and see what an alligator, I can't remember what it means, but it could be transformation, could be anything.
Right.
It's not going to be normally think of as a certain animal. It
right.
It's usually a spiritual connection. And one of the things that comes through for me as a very strong spiritual connection is when a bear comes through
mm-hmm.
in my pictures, it doesn't mean that you had an incident with a bear. It doesn't mean might, but I have to read through that. It usually means that the person has either had recent spiritual healing, body healing, actual physical healing,
mm-hmm.
or is what I would call a healer.
Right.
And has the ability to bring the healing feeling and the love and the feelings of comfort that come to a person who's sick or has some sort of pain. And they're the kind of person sometimes that really knows what another person needs. And it's strange to think that that would be the bear symbol, but that's what Spirit has arranged with me for a symbol.
And a shorthand for things. A
shorthand, and then I know this is about spiritual healing.
Mm-hmm.
It could even be physical healing.
Right.
And one time I had a bear come through, and it was chasing what I thought was the person. And I said, I have asked Spirit never to give me bad things.
Mm-hmm.
I'm sorry. But I can't deal with it. And so here's this bear with claws going after this person. And I said, it always needs healing, but I don't understand why it's coming through like that. And she said, I know what that is. She had to deal with the person whose personality was like an angry bear, and she had overcome it in her life. And she had overcome it recently and also received physical healing after.
Oh, because
so it was connected very strongly with the spiritual experience.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm not always quick enough to turn from the scary to the great.
I'm really listening now.
And so it's wonderful to know that Spirit is working with you on all levels. And if you think you're alone, you're not.
Right.
I know that you're looking for maybe one person when you come in for a reading, but there are probably six that are trying to get through and say hello to you. And so just remember that. You're not alone. Just because you've lost someone very, very dear to you doesn't mean that you're alone. They're there, but they might not be able to come through without making you really, really sad until there's been a while. So sometimes
they
don't want to mark you. They don't want to. When you feel their presence, sometimes it's so sad. They don't want to come this close.
Well, it's hard for them to get through someone who's in an upset for us.
Yeah, but other people can come
through
in.
That. Other people can come in, but some other people that really
variety. Oh, I have another one that just popped into my mind. With an animal.
Okay.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
I will take it.
Okay. I don't know what the timing is.
Okay. Go ahead and tell it.
Sure.
Tell it. Yeah.
Okay. There was a woman who came to me, and some people in her family, like you say, some people in the family come through. But, and she was really happy. She was just a sweet lady. And then all of a sudden, this dog came through with puppies, plus puppies,
mm-hmm.
and she burst into tears. And she recognized the dog. She said, that's this, I don't know if you see an image, but that is my dog.
Right.
And she was so, I said, well, how is she? She says, well, how is she? Is she okay? And I said, yeah, look at her.
Yeah.
She's bouncing. She's happy. She was kind of in the act of, almost looked like her fur was in the act of bouncing.
Being joyous.
And I said, she's so happy and she's so grateful to you. And she loves you so much. She loved me. She says, lady who loves her dog. She doesn't know that the dog loves her because she had put it to sleep the day before.
Right.
The day before?
The day before.
Can you believe it came through the next day?
It didn't happen that.
And she said, I said, your dog. She said, it was so, I can't remember what was wrong with the dog, but it had to be put down. There was no way it could ever live.
Right.
Plus the puppies. And the puppies were with her too. So it's like there is so much going on with animals, and Spirit brings it through.
They do constantly bring good things through that are reaffirming for people. And they'll do that.
All that guilt she felt, all that terrible sadness and guilt and feeling like she had.
And
then
she was able to let go of that. That's part of what can happen in a reading with people.
Yeah.
They can let go of guilt and ease about those things.
Because people come through and apologize. They come through and say they're fine.
Yeah.
They don't hold the grudges. Whatever.
It's a big reason of why we do.
Well, you know, let's take a caller, and we do want to do one of those.
So let's see. I'm going to take caller ending in 7156. So 7156. Hello and welcome
Hi,
to
lady.
The show. Hi.
Oh, thank you. I love listening to your show. And my last name is also White, so I feel really connected.
Oh, cool. Very cool. And so what's your first name and where are you calling from?
Yeah, I'm calling from Massachusetts. And my question is this. You know, either it be a pet or be a human, you know, I had something happen to me last week where 24 hours prior to an interview, I was going to do an interview with someone. I did an interview with someone, but almost 24 hours prior to, I was talking to this lady's mom for like an hour and a half. So my question is, how did her mom know that who I was or how to connect with me almost a day before the interview
right.
to get her the message? So either it be a pet or a person, like how did they find me? How did they even know? I've been confused over this because it's been happening more and more, like sometimes hours before. Now,
right.
I started thinking about the person, their interviewee that I was going to do, because I'm new at mediumship. So my question is, was it because I had the person in my mind, or was it because her mom knew through the interviewee, let's call her Debbie, that Debbie was going to be talking to me the following day, and that's how she connected the link? I mean, what happened?
Right.
I don't know.
Okay. So your question is, you were getting ready for an interview, and you started communicating with Spirit like the day before, and it ended up being the person who was interviewing you, it ended up being her mom, is what you said, right?
Yes.
And you're wondering, how is that possible that I get advanced contact with Spirit? There are mediums that work that way. I have in the past worked that way, but I early on in things decided to preset circumstances that I would receive information. So it's very common for people who are starting out in mediumship to get information in advance of something they're doing in their life. Sometimes they will even receive information through dreams in advance of going through an event or meeting with a particular person. This is another level of synchronicity. So there is the law of synchronicity and the law of attraction. There are spiritual natural laws that are at work in our lives, and this is just the extension of that. And spirit communication is constantly working for this. I've had people contact me because they had a dream and they were visited by their loved one in spirit. The loved one in spirit gave them my name, Willa, and that I was a medium, and they supposed to contact me. And they look me up online and they verify that there is a medium named Willa. So I've had people to that level, to that degree, and that just happened a few months ago. So, but that's very normal, it's very natural, and it's through that law of attraction, the law of synchronicity, and the love. Loved ones in spirit, you have to remember, also enjoy connecting with us, and they like to have that love and communication continued on. So I think it's wonderful that you received that to some extent, as long as the person that you end up communicating that their spirit loved one is with you is on the same page and of acceptance. That's sometimes the tricky part.
Yeah, I think that was a complication
for you. Yeah.
Sure. Well, what I always do is I'll ask them a couple of questions, and I say if it makes sense, then normally three questions, and the answers always have to be, all three have to be yes, and if it is, then I give them the information.
Good.
It's happened like three. Yeah. So do you suggest I should look further into like the spiritual natural laws, or what should I do next to study?
Well, it's excellent if you can find a mediumship development circle that's in your area. I always am trying to encourage people that if you can go to a mediumship development circle where there's a teacher and there are other people that would be part of your peer group, you can give and receive messages and really start to mind, body, spirit align for that purpose at least once a week. And certainly books do help, but it's more about hands-on practice. So workshops are great. if you come to Lilydale, we've got a great summer lineup that you can already check out the workshops online with LilydaleAssembly.com. We've got a lot of great things that you can take part in here in Lilydale. But it's about
I do plan on being there this summer. Yeah, definitely.
Oh, good. So, you know, being around people of like mind and talking about, like, how do you receive information and how do I, you know, like, just being playful and sacred, because what we're doing as mediums is sacred and it can be fun as well. I was advocate of that. So continue on with this. If it feels good and you feel the confirmation, I mean, when you know that you're doing good, there's no doubt that you should keep heading in that direction.
Okay. All right. Thank you, ladies.
For you.
That's exciting. It is exciting. You know, a lot of people send ahead in a way. In other words, you may be also sending your thoughts ahead of you with love and caring about the people you run into. And then those people, it's funny, it's synchronicity, and it's that
law of attraction. And people will ask, how should I prepare for a reading? And I do have suggestions for receiving a reading on my website, on the reading FAQ page. Well, a lot of times I just say to them, tell your people in spirit, hey, you guys, I've got an appointment, show up. And that seems to work really well. So it's just about showing up.
I asked everyone.
Yes. I thank you so much for calling in today, and I wish you all the best in your mediumship. You'll be well.
Thank you, ladies.
Thank you.
Can you leave me in queue, please?
So it's wonderful what can happen with spirit and how people will get things in advance. Mm-hmm. And it's a confirmation that they're heading in the right direction in their life.
And spirit's way of saying, wake up, we're here, investigate, look into it, keep your whole body involved, other bodies, your emotional body and your spiritual body and your consciousness lined up for this.
Absolutely.
Because they're there and they're ready to work with people.
They are. Yeah. They are. Well, we've got another caller, so I want to give them a chance if they have a question for us today. So caller ending in 8138, again, 8138. Hello and welcome to the show.
Good morning, Willa. How are you today?
Doing well. What's your name and where are you calling from?
Hi, this is Julie, and I'm calling from upstate New York.
Okay, wonderful. Thanks for calling in today. Did you have a comment or question?
Yes, I just wondered if you happen to see an animal near me in spirit. I just lost my best friend.
Well, don't tell us anything. I think my mom's willing to do a spirit art for you. We'll see what happens. I don't know if an animal will come through, but we're going to give it a shot right here on the show. Does that sound good?
Oh, thank you so much. I appreciate it.
You're welcome, Julie.
I've got about 3 or 4 pieces that I'm going to move around.
She's working the charcoal on the page right now. Her eyes are closed. And we'll share this picture with you later and with everyone. I'll take a picture of it and post it on my Facebook page so you'll be able to retrieve it that way and comment.
I'm turning it around.
And a lot of times what she'll do is she'll turn it around to see if she sees things at different angles. So you may want to try to do that when you are able to get the visual yourself later on.
Okay.
She's still just trying to do things.
Okay. All right, now.
We're in Florida, so we don't have the setup I usually do.
Okay. Now, let me get some of this off so I can check it out.
Okay, so we're looking at the picture.
Wow. I want to know if you had recently done some really changing around in your life, like moving around and organizing and that kind of thing, because I'm seeing a lot of that here.
Yes.
Yes. And now, I'm also seeing up here, I saw this right away, and it's like a, it looks like a dog that's wrapped up.
Yes.
Wrapped, like, almost like a blanket is all around
it. It does look like that.
It's like a little nose sticking out, and it's there's a certain...
Dog in a blanket.
And it's very, there's something about the dog that seems extremely sincere. You know, like a really focused type dog.
Yes.
See how it's looking here? And this little ear here. So, was it a dog?
Yes, it was a dog, yes.
Okay. And then, do you understand why it would come in looking wrapped up?
Yes, he was swaddled in a blanket, and I haven't let go of the blanket for a week.
Wow. Great confirmation. Thank you. Because it's right there. That's the first thing I saw, but it was just the dog head and then this blanket around it. I didn't see the rest of the dog.
You can't see that.
But I did see that there was a lot going on and that there was a lot of love with the dog.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. A lot. I'm seeing a couple people here.
Okay.
Oh, yeah.
I see people in the center
there. Two people that are really very loving. So there must be someone with you that's very comforting you at this time.
Yes. My husband held the dog for over 2 hours while he was passing in the blanket.
Okay. So he's sharing, it's not just your grief, it's his grief too.
Yeah.
And it's like you really are close.
Yeah.
Right in the
middle.
There's
a little couple in the middle.
There's like a couple in the middle, and they're really close. And
the husband's head, I can see.
Yeah. Yeah. And there's a line going from the two right over to the blanketed dog.
Yes, you're right, reaching out over that.
There's a line in here. There's probably many more things in here if you look at that.
Now we don't have much time.
So, yeah.
So, well, we'll share this later online. Like I said, you'll be able to see it more. You may want to zoom in so you can see it. And also, we'll take the picture, and you'll probably see other faces in that.
Right.
But I hope that helps to give you the confirmation you needed, Julie.
Oh, thank you so much, Mrs. White and Willa. I appreciate it so much. It helps me so much.
You're welcome. It's a very wonderful... felt so protected during his passing. So very
yes.
protected. Just to say that.
Yes.
And that was a wonderful
yes.
gift from God. Wow.
Yes. Thank you both.
You are very welcome. Thank you so much for calling in and lots of love to you.
Oh,
well, we'll share that later.
90 seconds, folks.
Okay, so I'll take a picture and share it like I promised. And the show has gone by so fast. As you can see, we've given some examples of ways animals come in. There are many other ways. I distinctly remember I was doing a reading for a mother and her son together, family session, and her other son in spirit came through, and he brought in a bird here in spirit. And she said, yes, that actually happened after my son's passing. A bird came through the sliding glass doors and landed on the dining room chair. And so she had her confirmation, and it was lovely that came through in the reading. So sometimes animals will be messengers for human spirits as well, and it's a wonderful confirmation. So I hope you've enjoyed our show today of communicating with animals in spirit, and there's so many more things you could share about it, but time goes by so fast. Next week, I will be in Lilydale. I have as my guest Patricia Price, and we're going to be talking about right-left brain and how that applies to intuition and mediumship, so you can know a little bit more of how to use that. So next week, same channel, same time, and we really appreciate everybody calling in today and joining us for Wednesdays with Willa. And thanks for being on the show today, Mom.
Thank you for having me. I loved it.
Thank you all. Great day. Lots of love to all of you, and we'll send some sunshine your way.
Dan Shepherd. was up there and Megan.
Oh, yeah, I see that. I don't know why this is.
Yeah.
I'm having problems getting that off, it would seem. I didn't actually want to do. I forgot to talk about the being at that church. I was going to.
Well.
I gotta go back on this and see if I can get onto the studio and actually retrieve it because I never stopped it. You know? There we go.